You're listening to Morning Edition on Red River Radio. Commentator Brian O'Nunoyne joins us now, and today he continues a preview of the upcoming tour he'll lead through his native Ireland.
And a very good morning to you all. If you were listening last week, you might remember that I was shamelessly plugging the forthcoming tour of Ireland that I'm organising. Last week, I talked about the first half of the tour, and this week, I'd like to tell you about the second half. When we left off last week, we were on day 5 of this 11-day tour, and we had just finished talking about kissing the Blarney Stone and visiting the Titanic's last port of call, Cove. That evening, we will be dining with my family in our family pub, the Old Thatch, which is one of Ireland's oldest thatched pubs. When you arrive, my brother-in-law will have a special cocktail ready for you, one that will have been specially commissioned for the occasion, and no better man to do so, since he has represented Ireland in international cocktail-making competitions. We'll stay in the pub, drink, sing and dance our cares away until the wee small hours of the morning. Ah, for God's sake, you can sleep when you come back to work. The next day, after a typical Irish breakfast of bacon, egg, pork sausage, black and white pudding, and then we're off to Killarney National Park, but not before we visit the stately manor of Muckross House, where Queen Victoria herself once stayed. And we will also be taking in a 200-year-old farmhouse called Molly Galvin's, formerly an illicit drinking house, a shebeen, and we'll be able to sample some of her moonshine, known locally as poteen. We'll spend 2 nights at the 120-year-old Lake Hotel, aptly named since it's right on the banks of the lake, with the mountains towering in the background. Oh, jaw-dropping scenery. Speaking of which, we're off to do that world-famous tour, the Ring of Kerry. Basically, it's a 100-mile tour where breathtaking scenery awaits you at every turn. It's nature showing off. The next day, we're in for some more awe-inspiring scenery as we visit the Cliffs of Moher, stretching off into the distance for about 7 miles and towering 800 feet over the Atlantic Ocean. Oh, scenery that'd bring a tear to a glass eye. For nature lovers, we'll also take in a place of unique interest, the Burren, County Clare. The Burren is unique because it is a landscape that is so special. The infamous Oliver Cromwell said of it that there was not enough water to drown a man there, not enough trees to hang a man, and not enough soil to bury a man. It's basically a limestone plateau, but in horticultural terms it is unique on this planet as it is home to both Arctic tundra orchids and Mediterranean subtropical flowers also. And those flowers will be in bloom while we are there, which is an added bonus. Speaking of added bonuses, we'll spend the next 2 nights attending the biggest arts festival in Europe after the Edinburgh Arts Festival, because we will be in Galway City for the Galway Arts Festival, which features the very best of Irish and international theatre, film, dance, music, literature, the visual arts. Oh, culture vultures will feel they'll have died and gone to heaven. Okay, that's about it. We need to put this baby to bed. So what better way to end this world tour of Ireland than to attend a medieval banquet in an 800-year-old castle? Are you excited? I know I am. I can't wait to show you my home, my people, my culture. Have a lovely week. Bye-bye now.
That was commentator Brian O'Nunoyne, who teaches second grade at Waller Elementary in Bossier City. He also teaches a class called Ireland Here I Come at Bossier Parish Community College and takes groups to Ireland on vacation. Contact Brian by email at brian@redriverradio.org. You can hear the commentaries of Brian O'Nunoyne every Thursday morning at 7:35 here on Red River Radio.